This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scarlett Robertson. Missouri House Speaker Stephen Tilley is accusing fellow Republican Dave Spence of hypocrisy for his habit of doling out sports tickets to lawmakers in his bid to become governor. Spence is seeking the GOP nomination to run against incumbent Democratic Governor Jay Nixon in November. Though a political novice, Spence is a successful businessman who sold his container business for more than $200 million. As part of his campaign, Spence is urging lawmakers to stop accepting perks from lobbyists. Tilley told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that Spence is being hypocritical since he regularly provides legislators with tickets to events such as Rams and Blues games. Spence's campaign said in a statement that the tickets are minor compared with the big money that flows from donors to political campaign. Missouri lawmakers have voted to continue a fee for collecting DNA samples from criminals. The surcharge would expire in August 2013. The legislation would extend that fee until 2019. It also would eliminate a requirement that the money be redirected to the state's general account if state revenue does not grow by at least 2% in a year. House members passed the measure 136-6 today. The bill had already won Senate approval, so now it goes to Governor Jay Nixon. A Columbia business owner has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for sending money to Iraq for more than a decade. Shakir Hamoudi pleaded guilty earlier to violating federal sanctions by sending about $200,000 to family, friends, and charities in Iraq from 1991 to 2003. Investigators found no evidence that Hamoudi was aiding the Iraqi government through the financial contributions. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a U.S. district judge sentenced Hamoudi yesterday. Hamoudi, an Iraqi-American former nuclear scientist with the University of Missouri, also owns a store in Columbia and could have faced up to 71 months in prison. The judge said Hamoudi's efforts to diffuse cultural ignorance towards Muslims and educate local residents about Islam weighed in her decision. The Missouri Senate has passed a tax credit measure after hammering out an agreement between GOP leaders and fiscal conservatives who've been trying to rein in tax breaks for years. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has details.
The agreement would cap historic preservation tax credits at $75 million per year, give a one-year extension to food pantry and other charitable tax breaks, and create incentives to draw amateur sporting events to Missouri. Republican Eric Schmidt urged the Senate to pass it before time runs out on the regular session.
Again, it's not perfect. Not everything that you'd like to see that we worked on over the past couple years is in all this. But again, it's an important first step for us to continue to move the ball forward.
The agreement was added onto a bill that seeks to impose new guidelines for handing out tax breaks in the aftermath of the MAMTEC failure that resulted in the town of Moberly taking a hit on its bond rating. It now goes to the Missouri House. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For KBIA News, I'm Scarlett Robertson.